This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The central government has released the 15 Finance Commission grants of over 2,000 crore rupees for Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh for rural development. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj said more than 1,598 crore rupees has been released for Uttar Pradesh and over 446 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh. The grants will be utilized by Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies for location-specific needs. The ministry said the government is providing grants directly to Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies to transform the landscape of rural local governance. Aligned with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's transformative vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, this initiative is catalyzing inclusive growth while deepening democratic participation at the grassroots. On the occasion of National Consumers Day, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today virtually launched several initiatives aimed at identifying dark patterns on e-commerce platforms and empowering consumers. Mr. Joshi launched the Jago Grahak Jago app, the Jagriti app, and the Jagriti dashboard to protect consumers and identify dark patterns on e-commerce platforms. Mr. Joshi urged all stakeholders, business e-commerce platform, civil society and regulatory authorities to work together to promote ethical practices and strong consumer rights. National Consumer Day is celebrated on the 24th of December every year to highlight the significance of consumer movement in the country. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the export value of smartphones has crossed 1 lakh crore rupees in the first 8 months of the current financial year. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said the production-linked incentive scheme has led to the growth of smartphone exports in the country by 45% as compared to last year. He also said the government has set a target to increase the export of smartphones to reach 1,70,000 crore rupees in the current fiscal year. On the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking National Project, the country's first interlinking of rivers project under National Perspective Plan. Prime Minister Modi will also release a commemorative stamp and coin marking the 100th birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The central government has constituted the Unlawful Activities Prevention Tribunal to adjudicate whether there is sufficient cause to declare the United Liberation Front of Awam Alpha as an unlawful association. The tribunal will also look into its factions, wings and front organizations. The tribunal will be headed by Justice Michael Zothankuma of the Guwahati High Court. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to the United States beginning today. During the visit, he will meet counterparts to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. Condolences are pouring in for renowned filmmaker Shyam Benegal, who passed away in Mumbai last evening at the age of 90 following a prolonged battle with chronic kidney disease. His last rites will be performed at 2 p.m. today at Mumbai's Shivaji Park. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised the filmmaker's storytelling, saying that it had a profound impact on Indian cinema. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed profound sorrow over the passing of Shyam Benegal and stated in his condolence message that Benegal belonged to the rare league of exceptionally brilliant filmmakers who made an indelible mark on the world of cinema through his pioneering contributions to parallel cinema. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis also expressed grief and hailed Shyam Benegal as the doyen of parallel cinema who brought an era of realistic films to the country. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. The Met Department added that there will be a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by about 2 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.